1 Corinthians chapter 12, look at verse number 12 says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit, for the body is not one member, but many." So we see the verse 13 says, by one Spirit, we're baptized, we're immersed into one body. We're placed into the body of Christ when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're immersed into that body. We're completely placed into the body of Jesus Christ when we get saved. Does that make sense? Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. So pretty simple that we understand that the baptism of repentance. Remember, repentance is that first principle that we went over. Repentance from dead works and faith toward God. The baptism of repentance is the fact that when you repent and believe the gospel, you are you're placed completely in Christ. Makes pretty simple sense if you think about it. Baptism of repentance. Repentance from dead works, faith toward God, places you in Christ. Okay? Look at 1 Thessalonians 2:14 says, "For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews." Go to Colossians chapter number 2. I'll read to you from chapter number 1 and verse number 2, where it says, "To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ."